News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We may find out a little bit later today what type of strike action Aer Lingus pilots are going to plan over the course of the next few weeks, how much disruption it's going to cause to people's holiday plans. We're going to speak to the airline in a little bit, but it was 98.2% in favour on that paper ballot. It was a bit of a waste of time doing that after the electronic ballot. But Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on transport and communications, is with us. Martin, it's a difficult situation. You have to feel sorry for the passengers in all of this.
You certainly do, and I suppose that's the issue for a lot of people out there who have booked holidays, who have flights for business or whatever. You know, there's a little bit of uncertainty around it. I think it's important to point out, you know, that the pilots have voted in favour of industrial action. That doesn't mean there's a strike imminent. It means it's possible. Obviously, this is about negotiations. There's quite a distance between what the pilots are looking for and what management has on offer, and I think that's really about negotiations and trying to resolve that issue. Of course, for Aer Lingus and indeed all aircraft carriers, the pilots are a vital part of it. They ensure that passengers get safely from A to B, as indeed our cabin crew and ground staff and a whole lot of other people as well, who also, I imagine, will be looking for pay increases at some point in the future. So, you know, all of this is quite flux at the moment. But I think we need to recognise that there needs to get back around the negotiating table and work out a solution.
Martin, there's a Labour Court recommendation in place here, and the pilots have said no to it.
That's right. There's a Labour Court recommendation for, I think it was 9.25%. There was also, late last year, an internal tribunal, an independent tribunal within Aer Lingus, which suggested, I think it was 12.25%. So the ballpark is around there from the point of view of what management would have on offer. The pilots, we understand, is looking for close to 25%. That seems like quite a distance. But of course, you know, it's not just about...
How do you feel about a 25% increase, Martin? Because if we were talking about a 25% increase for members of the Oireachtas, I don't think you'd be getting very far with it.
No, I wouldn't expect to. But or indeed members of the media or anywhere else. But the truth is, you know, in these negotiations, you know, it's not up to us as political representatives to get involved in it. What has to happen here is it has to be a negotiation between the unions and the management. That needs to happen as quickly as possible. It's not just about the rates, it's also about the time scale that it takes for these things to come in and where that can do. And that's all about getting around the table and working out a process where they can ultimately find agreement. Obviously, they're going to have to do that at some point, hopefully, and I expect that will happen before we come to the stage where we will have a strike in place and where we would see huge inconvenience to the public and to everyone out there. Because, you know, no one wants to see that. It's not in the interest of the pilots, it's not in the interest of management, it's not in the interest of the general public. And, you know, we need to encourage everyone to get around the table and to work out a solution to this, because that's ultimately what's going to happen at the end of the day anyway. But as I say, it's not just about the rates that they're looking for, it's also about the time scale in which those rates come in. They have pointed to other airlines that have offered quite high rates of increases for pilots. It's a very competitive business. There's a lot of work out there for people who are qualified pilots to travel for other and to work for other airlines, you know, so we need to take that into consideration as well.
Okay.
But that's something I think I'm sure that IALPA and the trade and the management of Aer Lingus will work out a solution to, and we need to encourage that to happen, and that's what needs to finally resolve this, because it's gone on for quite some time. And I think
I share your optimism too much on a resolution being found before strike action might take place. We'll find out more when we speak from Aer Lingus and hear from Aer Lingus rather a little bit later in the programme. Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on transport and communications, thanks for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.